Former federal prosecutor Tim Walz has to answer for commuting sentence of 11-year-old girl's murderer. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 18, 2024. A former federal prosecutor slammed Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D., and stated that Walz has to answer for commuting the sentence of a man who was convicted of murdering an 11-year-old girl. During an interview on Fox Business, Joe Tarab, who is running as a Republican candidate for Minnesota's 2nd Congressional District, spoke about how Walz has been an utter failure, adding that the governor had sat on his hands for multiple days during the 2020 Black Lives Matter riots. Watch, J.D. Vance, Tim Walz lied about military career, used dishonesty for political gain. Tarab added that Walz needed to answer for commuting the sentence of Mayon Brule, who was convicted and sentenced to serve life in prison regarding the 2002 murder of 11-year-old Tyesha Edwards. I think Tim Walz has to answer for this. There's a man in Minnesota, a criminal named Mayon Brule, and some people might know his story because Mayon Brule's a Bloods criminal street gang member. I charged the Bloods in a more recent case, Tarab explained. Mayon Brule shot and killed an 11-year-old girl who was doing her homework on her kitchen table in Minneapolis, Tarab continued. He was convicted and he did almost 20 years in prison. And, after, he maintained his innocence, which he definitely wasn't. Guess who commuted his sentence? Tim Walz commuted his sentence. Watch, Tampon Tim goes big. Media tries to tamp down viral nickname for Kamala Harris's VP pick. And, not long after being off of probation for 3 months, this criminal, Mayon Brule, got picked up for having drugs and a gun in his car, Tarab continued. And guess who bailed him out? Because he was set free. Guess who bailed him out? The Minnesota Freedom Fund. The same fund that Kamala Harris was soliciting funds for during the riots. Brule had been 16 years old at the time that he was convicted and sentenced, according to the Daily Mail. Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, who had been serving as the district attorney for Hennepin County, led the case against Brule. In December 2020, Walz, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison, and Minnesota Supreme Court Chief Justice Lori Goldie voted to commute Brule's sentence, according to the Minnesota Reformer. Under the terms of Brule's sentence being commuted, he was released from prison and served the remainder of his sentence under supervised release, according to the outlet. In September 2023, Brule was charged with gun and drug felonies after law enforcement officers discovered he allegedly had a gun and drugs in his car after being pulled over for a traffic stop, according to the Associated Press.